believed in threats and in violence, and at a time like this he believed in revenge. An inner voice that currently passed for sanity was making a clamour, but it was overruled by a deeper and more automatic response. "That bloody vampire did this," he said. "And killing a vampire? Hey, that's practically good, right?" He brightened. Salvation beckoned through holy works. "Everyone knows they have evil occult powers. Could even count in a man's favour, eh?"
"Yeah, but who cares?"
"I do."
"Okay."
Even Mr. Tulip didn't argue with that tone of voice. Mr. Pin could be inventively unpleasant. Besides, part of the code was that you did not leave an insult unavenged. Everyone knew that. It was just that nervousness was beginning to percolate even into the bath salt and worming powder ravaged pathways of his own brain. He'd always admired the way Mr. Pin wasn't frightened of difficult things like long sentences.
"What'll we use?" he said. "A stake?"
"No," said Mr. Pin. "With this one, I want to be certain." He lit a cigarette with a hand that shook just a little and then let the match flare up.
"Ah, right," said Mr. Tulip.
"Let's just do it," said Mr. Pin. Rocky's brow furrowed as he looked at the seals nailed around the doors of the De Word townhouse.
"What's them things?" he said.
"They're to say the guilds will interest themselves in anyone who breaks in," said Saccharissa, fumbling with the key. "It's a sort of curse, only it works."
"That one's the assassins," said the troll, indicating a crude shield with the cloak and dagger and double cross.
"Yes, it means there's an automatic contract out on anyone who breaks in."
"Wouldn't want them interested in me. Good job you got a key."
The lock clicked. The door opened at a push. Saccharissa had been in a number of Ankh Morpork's great houses when the owners had thrown parts of them open to the public in aid of some of the more respectable charities. She hadn't realised how a building could change when people no longer wanted to live in it. It felt threatening and out of scale. The doorways were too big, the ceilings too high. The musty, empty atmosphere descended on her like a headache. Behind her, Rocky lit a couple of lanterns, but even their light left her surrounded by shadows. At least the main staircase wasn't hard to find, and William's hasty directions led her to a suite of rooms bigger than her house. The wardrobe, when she found it, was simply a room full of rails and hangers. Things glittered in the room. The dresses also smelled strongly of mothballs.
"That's interesting," said Rocky behind her.
"Oh, it's just to keep the moths away," said Saccharissa.
"I'm looking at all the footprints," said the troll. "They were in the hall, too."
She tore her gaze away from the rows of dresses and looked down. The dust was certainly disturbed. "Cleaning lady," she said. "Someone must come in to keep an eye on things."
"What'd she do? Kick the dust to death?"
"I suppose there must be caretakers and things," said Saccharissa uncertainly. A blue dress was saying, "Wear me, I'm just your type. See me shimmer." Rocky prodded a box of mothballs that had spilled out across a dressing table and rolled into the dust.
"Looks like them moths are really keen on these things," he said.
"You don't think a dress like this would be a bit forward, do you?" said Saccharissa, holding the dress against herself. Rocky looked worried. He hadn't been hired for his dress sense, and certainly not for his grasp of colloquial middle class.
"You're quite a lot forward already," he opined.
"I meant, make me look like a fast woman."
"All right," said Rocky, getting there. "No, definitely not."
"Really?"
"Sure. No one could run much in a dress like that."
Saccharissa gave up. "I suppose Mrs. Hotbed could let it out a bit," she said reflectively. It was tempting to stay because some of the racks were quite full, but she felt like a trespasser here, and part of her was certain that a woman with hundreds of dresses was more likely to miss one than a woman with a dozen or so. In any case, the empty darkness was getting on her nerves. It was full of other people's ghosts. "Let's get back." When they were halfway across the hall, someone started to sing. The words were incoherent and the tune was being modulated by alcohol, but it was singing of a sort and it was under their feet. Rocky shrugged when Saccharissa glanced at him.
"Maybe all dead."